Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If the Tar Heels truly weren't ready to play against East Carolina, who wants to hear that? This is Archansky with Monday's Sports Notebook. Man, I was toasted when reading what A.J. Blue said in the newspaper Sunday morning and reported in a bunch of other media accounts. Blue said he could tell on the bus ride from the hotel that his team wasn't ready to play and that it clearly lacked preparation for the game. I say hogwash. Your team got its butt handed to you from the kickoff until the clock went to 000. Deal with it and go back to practice and try to make sure it doesn't happen again. For all the years I've been covering sports, the old "we weren't ready to play" cliche has made me laugh, or when someone on one of my teams said it, made me mad. If that was really the reason you gave up 55 points, don't tell anyone. It's embarrassing to you and it diminishes how well your opponent played. And besides, I don't believe it for a New York minute. The Tar Heels weren't focused, they weren't prepared, they didn't play with passion. Come on, guys. If you are immature enough to think that just because Carolina has beaten East Carolina like a drum since your parents were teenagers, what have you accomplished to make you believe that has anything to do with the game you're about to play? And if you are foolish enough to believe that, then East Carolina ramming the ball right down your throat for two quick touchdowns should have sharpened your focus pretty quickly. You're not a competitor if that didn't wake you up. And your preparation was lacking? I certainly hope not. UNC pays the staff of football coaches millions of dollars to get you prepared for each of the 12 games. And after what happened in the second half at Georgia Tech, I'm sure those coaches weren't in very good moods at practice last week. And you didn't play with passion? Well, if that's the case, that's on you. No one can make you realize how important a game is but you. And like I said, if that were true, the people who paid $60 for a ticket and spent a day at the stadium don't want to hear it. Go back to practice, buckle your chin strap, and get to work. The very best coaches and programs have this motto: when you win, don't say much. When you lose, say less. The 55-31 loss to East Carolina proved that the Pirates were better than the Tar Heels on that day and maybe any other day. Deal with it. Don't make excuses and use it as a reason to get better. This is Archansky. See ya.